Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, we're very happy to be joined by the franchise quarterback for your Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes joins us on the show. Very busy day for you. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. It's an exciting time for me and my family, for sure.
Let's just get the big news out of the way. How excited are you about Whataburger?
I'm very excited. It was a long time coming. I mean, I think I wanted it after my first year, and to now get it, and hopefully very soon. I'm excited to be able to fly home after a game and to be like 1:30 and get to go grab a double cheeseburger or something like that from Whataburger. It'd be perfect.
I actually have a beef with you, Pat, because so back in 2014, I started a petition to get Whataburger. I only got 600 people to sign it. You then show up magically all of a sudden. Now you get all the support. Now everybody's giving you credit for coming up with Whataburger when I really did all the hard work.
Well, I appreciate you putting it in the works. You know, you got the ball moving, and then I just try to come in and gave it a little push.
No, absolutely. So, Pat, let's talk about this contract a little bit. You talk about getting the ball in motion. What's your reaction when your agent comes to you and then gives you the final details of this contract? What's your reaction? What's your conversation with him when you're like, all right, I want to accept this deal?
Yeah, it was stunning, honestly. I mean, obviously, I wanted to have financial security. I wanted to be able to keep guys around me. But to do the 10-year contract, knowing I'm going to be in Kansas City, in a city that I love, for at least the next 12 years of my career, and have the ability to keep a lot of great players around me, it's a special occasion, and I'm excited that I'm able to do that, and knowing with the organization that we have that it's going to be a lot of stability and a lot of great football teams, and I'll be able to do my best to try to build a dynasty and try to build a legacy here.
Pat, looking back at your first couple of years in the league, are you surprised that it's gone this well? League MVP, Super Bowl, and now the biggest contract in the history of American sports?
I mean, yeah, in a little bit. I mean, obviously you don't expect all that. You expect to go out there, play your best, and win football games and do certain things. I think I got put in a great position with sitting behind Alex and then going to a team that was already a playoff team with a lot of great players on it, and just trying to do whatever I can to find a way to get to the Super Bowl and win one. And obviously the first year we fell just short of my starting career, and then the next year, which was last year, we won it. And so It's been amazing. I never would have expected to be this crazy this fast, but I knew with the team that I had around me, if I did my part, we had a chance to be a really good football team.
When did the 10-year thing first come up? Like, when did somebody first approach you, the Chiefs, your agent, or yourself, with that long of a contract?
It was probably at least a month ago. I mean, maybe even longer than that. I mean, it was something that I had a very open mind going into contract negotiations. I mean, obviously, I knew I wanted to be a part of something great. I obviously wanted to be a part of having great players around me, but I also wanted the financial security to be able to take care of my grandkids. And I felt like with this contract, I can do all those things. And obviously, you don't know what the future entails. I mean, I've seen the salary cap could spike up, or be in a situation that we're in right now, which hopefully won't happen, where it could go down. And just to have the security of knowing where I'm at and knowing that I always have a great football team around me was something that I thought was too good to pass up on.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Keeping it in that line, how important was it for you personally to show that level of commitment to not only the organization but to the city? Typically, we see players your age, you sign that five-year deal so you can be a free agent again at 28, 29 years old. You gave up that ability. How important was it for you to show that commitment to this city?
Yeah, I think it was extremely important to show that I had trust in the organization like they had trust in me. The show that I have trust in my teammates. I mean, if you look at our team and bringing back the guys that we brought back, it's because of the culture and the chemistry that we've built. We've built a chemistry of relying on each other, knowing that we make each other better, and it brings out the best in us. And I feel like having that trust amongst the team is where you see the truly great teams go out and have success year in and year out. Obviously I want to be a part of the Kansas City community for a very, very long time. And I love the support they show me. And I feel like this contract shows that.
So you talk about the contract. How important was it for you to sort of create some salary cap flexibility for other guys on the roster? I don't got to tell you contracts that are coming up. I know it's not commonplace to talk about other guys' business, but how important was it for you to take care of yourself, take care of your family, but also create the flexibility where down the road you guys can be major players in free agency to keep adding talent around you?
It was very important. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things you have to take into account whenever you're signing one of these type of deals. I mean, I understand that I'm as good as the guys that are around me, and I understand that being a part of this team has made me be the best player that I can be. And so I want to keep those guys around me. I want to reward those guys for being the players that they are and having the success they've had so far in their career. And I know that with this contract, I'll be able to have flexibility to help do that and to help out my team in every way possible. And I'm excited that we have a young nucleus of players that will be able to stay together for a long time.
Yo, Pat, has this set in yet? Like, when you were picking up that pen yesterday and getting ready to sign the biggest contract in the history of American sports, what's going through your mind?
I don't know if it has set in. My dad actually texted me and asked me if it had set in earlier, and I was like, not really. I mean, to me, I feel exactly the same. I'm going to go out there and be the same person and the same player and the same athlete that I've been since day one. It's never been about the money to me. It's been about going out there, having success, and building a legacy and doing it the right way. And I feel like now I have that security, knowing that the Chiefs believe in me and they believe in me long term, and I can go out there and be the person that I am on and off the field and have that trust and belief in me the whole time.
Is it fair to say that you're glad that you chose the football route over baseball?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it this kind of says that it was the right decision. Yeah, it was. You know, I just followed my heart. I just did whatever I could to be the best person and player that I could be and do everything that I could to the best of my ability. And it's worked out so far, and hopefully continues to go as the journey continues.
Speaking of other sports, just out of curiosity, is there any language in the contract that says that you shouldn't be doing other things?
Yeah, I mean, I still don't think I'm allowed to play basketball. I'm sure, and baseball is not going to be allowed as well. I know there's a lot of them. I mean, they have like everything from like jet skiing to I don't know what all the things are. I read a lot of them, but it's every pretty much physical activity you could possibly do. I'll probably be sticking to football and video games for a while now.
I would imagine if you signed for $500 million that you can't even drive a car. Somebody from the organization has to drive you around. That's what I would guess. Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. You bring up text messages. Give us one obscure text that you got, because I saw you went back and forth with Trae Young yesterday. You went back and forth with LeBron James. Who's somebody that just texted you? They're like, how did this person get my number to send congrats on the deal you just signed?
Man, the crazy thing is I replied to, I think, crazier than people having my number, because I've texted with a lot of people, a lot of crazy people I never thought I would talk to in my entire life. But it's just the numbers that text me that I have zero idea who it is, and they congratulate me, and I say thank you. I'm like, I have no idea. I've given this number to somebody, but I mean, everybody from Trae Young, D Wade, LeBron, guys in our league, Deshaun, I mean, everybody, Breeze, all these guys, everybody's congratulating me from all different sports leagues. And so it's really cool to see that not only am I getting support from guys around our league, but around the entire world. And it's cool to have that from guys that are our peers that are doing the same thing I'm doing every single day.
You're one of the only people I'll ever get the opportunity to ask this question to. How does one celebrate signing a contract for $500 million? So yesterday it's done. You do the picture, you post the video. How do you celebrate that?
I flew home and then worked out this morning at 7 a.m. I'm actually getting to go to Tahoe this weekend and play a golf tournament. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. And I'm going with Kelsey, so I'm sure I'll have a little bit of fun there. And so I worked out because I knew I had to get the workout in, because I knew I was going to miss Thursday and Friday this week. And so I didn't want to miss that. And so I got a workout in. We'll get it in tomorrow. And then I'll go play a little golf tournament. And with being so close to season, I can't miss a lot of workouts.
Pat, after already winning the MVP in the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP, what goals do you still have in this game of football?
I think it's about chasing greatness. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, you look at guys like Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Drew Brees, and all these guys, all those great quarterbacks that have been great, that were great their entire careers and set all these records, about going out there and trying to find ways to win more championships. And not only for me, but for the team and for the Kansas City organization, I want to, whenever I leave this organization, that it be mentioned as one of the best, with the Cowboys and the Steelers and Patriots and all these and organizations that have 5-6 Super Bowl rings. And so that's what I want to leave this organization like. Hopefully we could be one of the best organizations of all time by the time I'm out of here.
Pat, you bring up Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I'm sure you've heard this time and time again, that Tom took less money in order for them to win championships. One common question that I've been asked when I go on other shows is, what does this contract now mean for other teams? What do you say to critics that say you can't win championships, you can't pursue that excellence that you're talking about, once you pay your quarterback the amount of money that you just received?
Yeah, I just feel like I've heard a lot of cants in my entire career so far. I mean, they said the Big 12 quarterback wouldn't work. They said the way I play, the gunslinger mentality, wouldn't be able to translate. They've said that the salary cap, whatever the numbers, won't work. They said the Kansas City Chiefs haven't won a championship in 50 years, and that we try to prove those wrong every single year that I'm a part of it. I go out there with the mentality, I'm going to go prove everybody wrong and all the critics wrong, and prove all my supporters right. And I feel like that's the biggest thing out of everything, is I go out there with the people that believe in me in the beginning, and I try to show that their belief is warranted and that it's right. And so that's something that I do every single day.
Speaking of the salary cap, for a while it was being reported that maybe this contract was going to be tied to a percentage of the cap. Was that ever really a thing?
I mean, I think everything was discussed in this contract, honestly. Obviously, with the type of contract that it was, we discussed a lot of different things. And obviously, the salary cap percentage was something that has been talked about a lot with a lot of major quarterbacks. But I think you see with the world we're in today, I mean, that you never know what can happen to the salary cap. And so for me, I wanted to have that that security to know that this is what I'm going to be getting, and the Chiefs trusted me to put these numbers on the table. And yeah, as we go throughout the future, we'll see. And I hope this is a contract that will always be talked about, and talked about as a great deal for both sides.
That was the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Pat, I have a stat for you as you get out of here. You talk about how people told you that you couldn't win it from the Big 12. You were the only Big 12 quarterback to ever win a NFL playoff game.
I didn't know that, but I'm glad that I can kind of change that stereotype. I know we got a couple other guys coming up below me that will help me add to that.
That's Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs on signing a 10-year, 500 – I was going to say it again – 10 years, $503 million contract. Pat, it was an honor to sit down and talk with you, man. Stay happy, stay healthy.
Yeah, thank you all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.